In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who is taking an incredibly well-deserved week off. John, wherever you are, I hope you're having a great time. Folks, I'm glad you joined us today here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. And boy, do we have a lot to catch up on. We have election fraud. We have a governor with COVID. We have all kinds of things happening. Just so you know, here in the first hour, coming up at 3:30, Victoria Reynolds is going to be calling in, and she's going to be talking about they're having some hearings down at the Capitol. They need some help. They need people to call in, go in, and testify. She'll hook you up on all of that. In the second hour, Richard Rush is going to be calling in on sports. Folks, I don't know if you noticed this, but a Denver team, I'm not going to say who their name is. Okay, I will. The Broncos actually played without a cornerback. Who does that? I mean, seriously, who does that? In the third hour, of course, we'll have Kurt Rogers with the Monday Mortgage Minute and a guy named Todd Tebow. And he is from Breckenridge Brewery. You're going to want to hear what they are doing to make the holidays a little more fun, a lot more fun. They've got one of the neatest promotions I've ever heard. One thing we're going to do all week is not just talk about politics and COVID and all the usual stuff. We'll do that. We'll definitely get to that. But this week, I also want to highlight a number of restaurants where you can actually go during this time. Now, a lot of them are in outlying areas, of course, so you're going to have to travel a bit. But in each case, they're going to be able to come on, maybe tell you, hey, what's it like trying to be open during this COVID time with a governor who is, let's face it, out of control? And he is. Kevin Polis, as we call him here, he is out of control. What are they doing? But also, they can brag about their menus. I went and visited one this weekend. It was terrific. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Okay, first of all, how was your Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving? Are you a criminal? Did you have any big gatherings at your home? Did you forget to wear a hazmat suit? Here's a question. Was your turkey in a hazmat suit? I mean, we got to be safe. Charlie, have you ever... Actually, you could kind of cook them in that, wouldn't it? Kind of steam it. You ever use one of those oven bags on a turkey? Charlie's not. Your mom did? Charlie's nodding his head in there. Yeah, those are actually delicious. But I actually think this year we should do them in hazmat suits. Maybe I'll do that with a ham. Yeah, at Christmas time. Well, I guess what I want to ask you folks is, who was more afraid, you or the turkey? Because what's going on during this holiday season is I have never seen so many people so terrified. There were literally people in my neighborhood, literally, who were avoiding large gatherings. They were actually listening to their governor, who we're going to talk about in the next segment, by the way, because they wanted to be obedient during this time. And, by the way, our number here is 303-477-5600. I want to know, were you obedient? What did you do over the holidays? Did you get together with friends? Did you get together with families? Did you have some folks in your family who were saying, no, don't want to do the large gathering thing? Or did everybody just say, nah, forget it, and just come together? What were you going through? Now, for us, it was pretty relaxed. My wife and I ignored Polis. We did the same as we do every year. We made our turkey and stuffing. You know, I'm sure Kevin Polis, he probably thinks we dress in Puritan outfits, you know, and go around accusing our neighbors of being witches. I can assure you that, you know, that only happens if Corey has had a little too much wine. Then she might do that. Otherwise, we do not wear Puritan outfits and accuse our neighbors of being witches. But it does get pretty fun around the household. Folks, we did the same as we always do. We did exactly what we always do. We had a great Thanksgiving. It was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Our turkey wasn't, you know, scared at all. It was a smoked turkey, so he's probably pretty high. I don't know. It's delicious. What did you do? 303-477-5600. Okay. Question of the day. Impossible question of the day. Here we go. Traffic increases at this location 27% in the days immediately after Thanksgiving. Where is it? Well, Charlie, wouldn't that just be around the malls or? Oh, the gym. In a normal year. What about this year? Anywhere? I mean, my gosh, everything's shut down. So I don't know. Are there turkey mortuaries? No? Okay. I got no idea, folks. If you have any idea where traffic increases at this location, tell us anytime today at the number 303-477-5600. 27%. You know what, though, Charlie? I would think normally it'd be way more than 27% at any of those places. So, I don't think so. I don't think it'd be the mall. I have no idea. I don't even have a guess. Do you have a guess? I don't have a guess. Folks, help us guess. All right. But first, let's go to break. After the break, when we come back, we're going to talk about Kevin Polis, who has COVID. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And one thing I'm going to tell you right now, no, I'm not going to wish bad upon him. I wish him well. I wish him a fast and good recovery, of course. I wish that for anybody. Apparently, he's doing fine. But we're going to talk all about Polis, what he's going through and what he's putting us through and what he's putting businesses through in Colorado. But first, let's go to break. Purefoy Chevrolet. If you are looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they've got you covered. They got a full lot of new and used cars. I've been up there, loved it, got a great car there, was treated awesome. And right now, folks, they got some great deals because it's the end of the year. So just look them up at purefoychevrolet.com. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever done this. I have. You know, I go all over the internet and look at all these sites. When I went to purefoychevrolet.com, I found the best deals. And I went up there and I found the best salesman. I could trust them. Or, by the way, you can also just give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. That's Purefoy Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial. You know, folks, your job isn't confusing. You've done it for years. But retirement? That's a whole new world. Let Al Smith guide you as you learn how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, or you learn when to best to file for Social Security, or just how to minimize risk. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Okay, Barber's Foods. Look, Barber's meats taste far better than the cut-rate stuff you get at the store, but they're also dangerous. Why? because you might burn yourself trying to eat them before they come off the grill. Safety tip, don't do that. I know there's steaks, burgers, chicken, salmon, all that stuff. It smells better than anything you've ever had. But wait, savor the moment. Don't rush this. Grill is for cooking. Plate is for eating. Wait until it gets to your plate. But to get it to your plate, go to barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Right now, you also get 2 mouthwatering pounds of Wagyu ground beef with your order. Just use beef at the checkout for the coupon code. Barber's Foods, it's worth the wait.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality proteins since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
In honor of Giving Tuesday, we at KLZ invite you to give generously to our longtime trusted partner, Save the Children, supporting kids right here at home who are dealing with the continued effects of COVID-19 shutdowns. Although many schools do have the food to offer kids missing the school lunch programs, there is no plan in place to deliver those meals to the kids who need them. That requires additional infrastructure with associated costs. And once you get outside the suburbs, or even sometimes within the suburbs, not everyone has transportation to run by the school and pick up food. That's where Save the Children is standing in the gaps to help families right here at home who are having a hard time dealing with the continued effects of the pandemic. Call right now, 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, and give a one-time donation of $60 or more. 800-570-5155.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, and Charlie Grimes is behind the glass. All right, folks. Jared Polis has COVID. Charlie, this can't be. The guy wears a mask everywhere he goes. He's always surrounded by people wearing masks. I think even the person doing sign language behind him is wearing a mask, right? His turkey had a mask. Everybody around this guy has a mask, no matter where you look. How could he possibly get COVID? Jared Polis himself said, wear your damn mask, you selfish bastards. Because that's, you know, that fixes everything. And now he has COVID. Now he has COVID. And he's not supposed to. By the way, so does Ed Perlmutter. He has COVID. Right? And Mike Kaufman, another mask zealot. By the way, I like Mike. I do, but for crying out loud, he stands up there with them and he does these same, you know, photo ops and all that when they're talking about COVID. And he got COVID. He got COVID. You know, the only one who didn't catch COVID, did you see this? The mayor of Denver. Michael Hancock, the guy who broke his rules, he didn't get COVID. He puts out this thing basically saying, don't travel, don't travel, don't travel. And what does he do? I think it was on Friday. He travels. Or no. It was for Thanksgiving, so Wednesday. So he takes off and goes to Mississippi, where, by the way, hardly anybody wears a mask, just so you know. In Mississippi, they actually live life. But he goes down there, and he travels after telling us all not to. Well, here's the question. Do I not wish a speedy recovery for Jared Polis? No. I do wish him a healthy and speedy recovery, but I want you to know, folks, I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for his businesses, okay? I feel sorry for his victims. His businesses, what do you mean? All Colorado businesses are his businesses. He's the governor. He's the top dog, okay? We are all trying to operate in a state that he runs. And a lot of businesses are going out of business. Recently, Westward put out an article, and this was unbelievable. By the way, I couldn't believe this was being put out by Westward, of all places. And they were listing all the businesses that are gone. Now, I'm going to list a few of these. We don't have time, obviously, to go through all of them because, well, it would take hours. But, folks, you got to hear some of these. It is enough to break your heart. Listen to this. Okay? Well, let's just start with the A's, shall we? Three Kings Tavern, okay, 12 at Madison. 20th Street Cafe, that was a really good place down there. Gone. These places aren't gone for a little bit. They are gone. These are casualties of Polis telling everybody to wear masks and socially distance. And before I go into any more, think about this for a moment. You may be thinking, well, Andy, wait a minute. If they're wearing masks and social distancing, doesn't that suppress the virus? Well, maybe a little bit. It slows it down a little. It's just going to keep coming. But doesn't that save business because it makes everybody more confident and they go out and spend more? Really? Tell these businesses that. It isn't true. You put masks on people and tell them to distance, you make them afraid. You make them afraid. Real quick side note, real quick tangent here. Over the holiday, Corey and I, we had some guests over. We had some friends over. And a couple of them had a great story. They went down and visited New Mexico. And New Mexico is even more mask wacko than we are, okay? Because their governor, they're saying, man, if you come into our state, you go anywhere, we're going to contact trace you, and we're going to know where you are. I don't know. Maybe they follow you with drones. I have no idea. But New Mexico is crazy. And here's what they said. And I'll never forget this. They said, when their governor put in these strict rules, it had a massive impact on the way people acted. It made them paranoid. When they knew their governor was treating this as a plague to end all times, they became afraid. And so everywhere they went in New Mexico, they went to Albuquerque, they went to Santa Fe, and all these places, you know, they weren't any fun, of course. But people were terrified. I mean, they wouldn't go near anybody. They had masks outside. They were, you know, they wouldn't talk. They were stuck in their homes. They were doing everything. It was just, it was terrible. They were miserable. And the reason I bring that up is this. When we have a governor, Governor Polis, who tells everybody, wear your mask, do this, do that, and all that. And that, by the way, this will keep you safe. Right. And he's got COVID. This will keep you safe. What he does is he makes a paranoid marketplace. And so you've got people out there who are supposed to be going to these stores and keeping them going, like he said they would, right? He said, wear your mask, just wear your damn mask. Don't be a selfish bastard, quoting him here. And he said, that will keep the economy going. Really? Remember now, they didn't do any of this in South Dakota, and they only have 3.6% unemployment. Their economy is going. Okay, back to the casualties. I'm still in the A's. Alternation Brewing, good place. American Culture's Kombucha Taproom, don't know that one. Armitas, good place. Bar Helix, can't believe that place is gone. That place was a staple. These places should not be going under. Here's one, CNC Coffee and Kitchen down in Castle Rock. I'm jumping down to the C's. I'm only going to do a few more here because this is incredible. C&B Pots, you ever been to them? They had four Colorado locations. They were delicious. They had those little, remember, you ever go to those? The bread? I'm looking at Charlie. He loves them. Gone. Oh, but I'm sure that Governor Polis is going to fix all this, right? No, he isn't. Those are gone. Those jobs are gone. The waitresses and waiters at those places can't pay their rent. They can't pay their school bill. They can't, I mean, a lot of them have kids. They can't pay for it. Das Bog, that was a really popular place. Foodacopia, that was popular. Fresh Fish Company. Oh my gosh, they had some delicious fish. Gone. Here's one I love, the Great Northern Tavern on Bellevue. Delicious. Gone. Jason's Deli downtown, 16th Street. Gone. I could go on and on. I mean, folks, this list is endless. It's just like, I think it's over 100. And these are major businesses. Old Chicago on Colorado, gone. Every one of these had a full staff of people that don't have jobs anymore. So do I feel sorry for Jared Polis? No, I don't feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for his businesses. I feel sorry for his victims. Sir, you were supposed to take care of them, and you didn't. Instead, you told us all to follow a bunch of rules that you followed to the letter, and then you caught COVID. Did you not remember, Governor Polis, that the CDC came out a few weeks ago and said over 85% of those catching COVID are mask wearers? Did you not remember that? You missed that? Did you not remember that the World Health Organization, I mean, that is as liberal an organization as you can find, okay? That organization hates America with a passion. Even they came out and said lockdowns aren't worth the cost. Here's an idea. How about if Kevin Polis, shelters in place for 14 days and doesn't govern? I'd like that. Would you like that, Charlie? What if Polis, he's nodding, yes. What if Polis did not govern for 14 days and we could just live our lives? Or wait, no. Let me do better. Let's make it biblical. 40 days and 40 nights. I want Kevin Polis and his hubby to shelter in their yacht somewhere. Okay? Just go away. Shelter up in your yacht in some rich place where rich people go, because you guys aren't affected by these rules. You're not losing a job. You're not a waitress who can't pay the rent. You're not a business owner who spent 20 years building that business proudly, talking about it at family gatherings, about how business is going and all this kind of stuff. No, that's not you. They're done. They're devastated. You can't fix it. What are you going to do? Put out some government money? The latest laugher, by the way, folks, from Jared Polis is that, oh, we're going to get $1.3 billion from Colorado taxpayers, you know, more money we don't have. And we're going to use that to pay the rent on a lot of these places. Oh, I see. So you're going to pay the rent. Really? Are you going to do that for all their employees? Huh? No, you're not, Jared, because you're not hurt by anything that is happening to you. You don't even have symptoms. But let me tell you something. Colorado has symptoms. I just read a few. I could have read on and on and on. Recent surges in COVID cases occurred evenly across all states, regardless of restriction levels. Jared Polis, what you are doing is doing no good. You're saving no lives. You're making no difference. But all you're doing is destroying our economy, and you're damaging a lot of really good people, and you need to stop it. You need to stop it right away, because we can't do much more of this, all right? We just can't do much more of this. All right, let's go to break. When we get back, we're going to talk to Victoria Reynolds, and we're going to hear about some more stuff that we can talk about down at the Capitol. It's very important right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass, they want to help you out with your windshield needs, and they'll work with all insurance companies. Don't forget, if you need a windshield replaced on a vehicle that's got, you know, that lane departure warning, lane keep assist, all the good stuff, well, you're going to need calibration as well, and they can take care of that and still work with the insurance company. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Michael Bailey Law, folks, estate planning isn't really about death. It isn't. It's about removing worries for the rest of your life, making sure those you love are cared for after you're gone. And because of today's low tax rates, this is important, folks, because of today's low tax rates, you need to meet with Michael Bailey now so you can set your plan up before things change again. Give Michael a call at 720-730-7274. He'll make sure that your life lives on.
I am the ghost of legal past. I am largely irrelevant because I no longer include all of your assets. But unless you lay me to rest, I will haunt you and your heirs from beyond the grave.
KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, spends a majority of his time talking about death and dying. So he figures he may as well have a sense of humor about it. Make sure your estate plan reflects your present, not your past. Visit klzradio.com/estate for a free consultation.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock flew to Mississippi for Thanksgiving. California Governor Gavin Newsom had a shishi dinner with 11 other maskless guests at the French Laundry restaurant in Napa Valley. If this virus is as deadly as they say it is, they would not be doing this. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Rose Puglisi, Mesa County Commissioner, weighs in on Hancock and Newsom's rules for thee, but not for me. Mesa County is opening up. King Polo says no. Get the latest Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And we are now speaking to Victoria Reynolds. Victoria, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Andy. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. Did you survive the holidays?
Barely. You know, I did have to have a funeral for my pet turkey.
You did?
About 30 guests.
Oh, yeah. No. I heard you were very close.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, my wife cooked ours because when I cook it, it's actually a cremation. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, mine turned out pretty good, and my family did come over, so.
Awesome.
It was nice.
Hey, yeah. before we get to the what's going on down at the Capitol, did you see the stuff that came out from Michael Hancock before he went to Mississippi? I just want to read this really quick.
Yes.
Pass the potatoes, not COVID. This is from Michael Hancock. Stay home as much as you can, especially if you're sick. Well, he broke that. Host virtual gatherings instead of in-person dinners. Host virtual gatherings instead of in-person dinners. Do you think he went to virtual Mississippi or the real thing? I'm not sure.
I don't know. It sounded to me like he went to the real thing to visit his daughter in person.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
And, you know, and I believed in him. I really did. He's such a great man. Avoid travel if you can. Uh-huh. Order your holiday meal from a local eatery. Well, maybe he went to a local eatery in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Shop online with a small business for Black Friday. And let me close with this, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. Shop online with a small business for Black Friday. All these Democrats who are in office right now are trying to tell us, help small business, help small business, help small business, when they're the ones crushing it. And I got to be honest, Victoria, I'm mad. I am sick and tired. They don't have the right to say shop at small business or take care of small businesses. I mean, we already do. But they don't have the right. They're the ones crushing them. We're the ones who want them open. Am I right?
That is correct. They are the ones crushing them. They're the ones allowing the large businesses to stay open while the small ones are suffering and closing. You know, the closures to the small businesses that have been mandated by the Democrats, Polis and his cronies, has crushed them to the point that many of them will never reopen.
Yeah,
because of that, at the Capitol today.
Yeah, What's happened?
There is a bill that has been introduced, and the bill number was changed. It is S as in Senate, B as in Bill, 20, B as in boy, -009. It was introduced by Rob Woodward.
So it's SB. What is it again? SB
dash zero zero SB 20B 009.
Okay, SB 20B dash 009. Now, are they just going to be debating this today or tomorrow or
that
3 days?
That is happening today. In the schedule, it just says at adjournment.
Okay, and when do they start? Like 8 a.m. right in the morning and dive right in? Or
we've already started. We don't know exactly when this will be heard by the Senate. But basically, this bill that was introduced by Rob Woodward is to exempt small businesses from public health order to close. So if you look
basically to exempt small businesses from COVID lockdowns.
Right.
Okay.
But if you read the actual bill, it states that, you know, if a small business is providing any service or product that is being provided at a larger business that was allowed to stay open, they are exempt from closure. And if this bill goes through, it will help a lot of the small businesses to be able to continue to operate without fear of government shutdown.
You know, Victoria, a lot of people may be thinking, well, why just small business? Why not big? Because in my view, big business is actually thriving because of small business being crushed right now. If I go to Sam's or Walmart, I see a lot of people in there.
Well, I mean, you probably saw that the Dow went up.
Yeah.
So all the publicly traded companies are doing really well because, you know, they're open and they were not subject to closures. And the competition is gone.
Right.
I mean,
because
remove all of the small business competition. Where do you go? The only place you're able to go is Sam's Club, Costco, Amazon. You know, shop online. Where do you go to shop online? Not from small businesses.
No, you go to the big stuff.
Right.
Well, and you know, Victoria, and by the way, we got plenty of time here because if you don't mind, if I can hold you after the break, is that okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, because I want to talk about this. Small business, so many people think, oh, you just got to go to small business because they're not the big guy. And because, you know, we got to help the little guy. Folks, there's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. They have low overhead. A lot of times they can move quicker. They can provide lots of unique, interesting things. Whereas when you go to the big box stores, you know this, you just get the mainstream stuff, which is fine.
Right.
I got nothing against the big stores. That's fine. But small business, totally, how do I put it? They bring variety to the economy.
They bring variety. They also bring love.
Yeah.
And personal touch.
Yeah, you they know you. They get to know you after a couple times, right?
Yes. You go to a business that is owned locally, you know, and you walk in and the owner is taking care of you. They are going to treat you like your family. They're going to give you that extra personalized service and make sure that you are a satisfied customer and give you the best quality possible at the best prices as well.
You know, another thing, Victoria, if you go into a small business, and this can happen, and let's say they give you a rotten service. Let's say, you know, this business owner really shouldn't be owning a business, right? It's somebody who's crabby. It's somebody who's nasty or whatever. How long do they stay in business?
Not very long.
Not very long, right? But if you're talking a big box store, they could treat you pretty much any way they want. Can't they? Because, you know, oh, yeah, you can file a complaint. You can go to the manager and say, oh, this person at this counter was whatever. You know, you can file whatever complaint you want. You come back the next week, that person's still there. That's just basically the way it is. Small business has to respond to you.
Exactly.
And they're really charming. I mean, now, do you know some small businesses? Are you out in Parker? Or
I actually live west of Sedalia.
West of Sedalia. Beautiful area. Okay.
I do go a lot. I do go to Parker quite a bit. I go to everywhere in Douglas County, really, because when Douglas County remained a little bit more open than the
right.
other county, it just made more sense to keep staying local.
And now, they really can't stay open, right? And that's because of liquor licenses and so forth, right? Basically, the state.
Correct.
And also, am I right on this? Didn't the state look at counties like Douglas and say, you're going to lose a bunch of money if you don't go red and shut down? Am I right on this?
That is correct. Well, no, they mandated us to go red. They mandated Douglas County and other counties to go red. They skipped over orange and went right to red.
But I thought it was up to the county. What happened? How could they force the county to? What was the leverage they used?
The leverage they used is called the CARES Act money.
Okay.
It is in the neighborhood of $12 million, which is really not a lot.
$12 million, though, but you mean $12 million just for Douglas?
Just for Douglas.
But don't they lose way more than that just by not having businesses open, bringing in the taxes? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, this relief money that would go to businesses that are closing is not going to really relieve the economy of all the businesses that close. It's not going to bring the economy back. It's not going to have people thriving. It's not going to bring those jobs back. You know, just the sales taxes alone that we collect in Douglas County are way more than that.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. I didn't think that would really add up.
I mean, our budget is $388 million a year. So $12 million is a drop in the bucket. It is not, you know, significant whatsoever.
No, I didn't think
now,
it was
the enough. Douglas County Commissioners did send a letter to Polis requesting a variance for Douglas County. Where they said that if they don't hear back from Polis by December 4th, we're opening up again.
Well, by December 4th, I'm sorry, but why that long? By December 4th, how many of these places are pretty much just cratered?
It's, you know, I hate to say this, but politicians do what politicians do. They are not the most effective way of government is not the most effective way of conducting business.
Well, at least that would be Friday, and then they could open up for the weekend if nothing else. Well, tell you what,
right?
Okay, let's get back to after the break. Let's get back to what's going on downtown, because I want to hear what exactly is SB 20B 009. I know you're saying it's for
right.
small businesses. I want you to kind of break it down for us so we actually understand what it is and understand what kind of people can come forth and testify, and how do they do that? Okay, can you do that for me?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, folks, you're listening to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560. And right now, let's go to Ascent Health Centers with our good friend, Dr. Julie Markell at Ascent Health Centers. She would love to help you with your health needs. Now, if you're looking for an immunity boost, I think a lot of people are right now. I think our governor is. If you're looking for an immunity boost when it comes to COVID, she's got a vital immune pack she can help you with, and there's a great deal right now. You get $300 off 12 visits with their chiropractic package. That's really cool. I don't know about you, but I love chiropractic. By the way, this makes a great gift idea for Christmas time as well. So call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Markiel of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Okay, a good shop. Now, folks, you've just gotten in an accident, and this is not the time to be thinking, oh, what do I do? You don't want to do that right now. You're miserable. Write down this number, 720-541-7697. That's Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all your auto body work in-house. And get this, a real person answers the phone every time. That's important. When you're going through a car wreck, you don't want a recording. You want a real person. Now, you can fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/collision, but don't forget that number, 720-541-7697. You've had a bad accident? You need a good shop.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Okay, Enchanted Kitchens, folks, due to COVID, the holidays have changed. You probably have friends and family who don't want to gather right now, but do you know what that means? It means those big gatherings will happen in the spring and summer. So now's a great time to get your kitchen remodeled, because you know when everybody comes back, you know when that happens? They're all going to gather where? Your kitchen! Just go to klzradio.com/kitchens and fill out our contact form. They take care of the rest. Or call 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Remember, folks, the holidays have changed, but the place everyone gathers hasn't. It's your kitchen. Call Enchanted Kitchens today.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Rialto Cafe, Rose's Classic Americana, Rock Bottom Brewery, Rory's Tavern, Rubio's Coastal Grill. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. Welcome back. I was just still reading some more of the casualties from our great Governor Polis. Welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Victoria Reynolds, these are small businesses. Am I right?
Many of them are.
Many of them
and
are.
They are closed.
Yes.
Are closed.
Tom's Diner and Village Tavern. Gone, gone, gone. Okay. Mm-hmm. Once again, explain to me, SB20B009, explain what it is again, and let's see what we can do about it.
So the name of this bill is the Small Business Fairness Act. Okay. And basically what it does, well, And I'm going to read this just from Bob Woodward, who asked to consider testifying on this bill. Is
good,
that
good man, by the way?
Yes, good man. Basically, the bill protects small businesses from. The bill exempts a small business from public health agency order, executive order, requiring a business to close if the product or products sold or services offered by the business are also available at a business that has not been required to cease or limit operations by the order.
Okay, no,
open business
really, really, really quick here.
Location.
Really quick, let me jump in. Now, mm-hmm. they don't mean the exact same products because you can offer variety. They mean the same type of products. So
right.
if you're offering something that they say have at the big box stores,
right.
But you offer, you know, a different variety of it, that still counts.
Exactly.
Okay.
Say you are serving food and someplace else is serving food, or you sell clothing or shoes or whatever, same family of products. So the same type of product. If the small business is not required, has been ordered to close, and a big business sells that product, then they are not required to close.
Well, if, small businesses need a leg up.
That stays open.
Okay.
Say, for example, you want to buy prepared food, and you can go buy it at Costco, or you can buy it at a restaurant. It's prepared food.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, let me tell you something. It's scary going downtown and speaking at these things. But you don't have to go, do you? You can do it online, right?
No. They actually just released a few hours ago the new secret way to testify.
Oh, secret. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. They released it 3 hours before the legislature, the Senate session opened.
Wow.
And in order to testify in favor of this bill, you don't have to be a business owner. If you've ever shopped in a small business, you can testify in favor of this bill. If you know anybody who has ever shopped or has ever been affected by small business or worked for one, you can testify by going to https://www. I'll send you the link /CLICS-CLICS 2020 B as in boy /commsumm.nsf/sign-xsp.
Okay, so now that's a mouthful. Is
right.
there a website?
I'll send you the link. Maybe you can put it on your email.
Send us a link. We will put it. We'll put it on our page. And also, is there a website people can go to?
Yes. If you go to ledge.colorado.gov,
okay.
you can find the bill there. If this link doesn't allow you to testify, Senator Woodward has asked that if for some reason they were having some glitches with getting all of the testimonies in, you can also email Julianne Jensen at stakes.co.us, and it's Julianne, J-U-L-I-A-N-N dot J-E-N-S-O-N at stakes.co.
Okay, now that way, that actually sounds a lot easier. I want you to give her email one more time, and then we're going to tell people what to expect if they go and testify. So one more time, give her email. This is the way to go. So people can just get to this email, and she'll tell them what to do. What is it again for Julianne?
Right. So you can go to Julianne Jensen. So Julianne, J-U-L-I-A-N-N, dot Jensen, J-E-N-S-O-N, at state.co.us. I'll email you the link.
Awesome.
And you can email her the testimony so that it will be read at the time of the hearing.
Okay, now, Victoria, now people get terrified when they think about testifying. When they think about speaking up in front of these things, they feel they're going to be overwhelmed and so forth. What is it like? What can they expect? And what is the format? Can they do it online? Do they have to go down there?
Well,
if they do, what?
There are three ways.
Okay, let's hear it.
There are three ways to do it. You can go down there in person, and you will have 2 minutes to speak in person.
2 minutes.
If you're able to get in, 2 minutes. You can do it virtually through that link that I read you earlier, and I'll send you the link so you can put it up on your website. And that would be like a Zoom call.
Okay.
Or, you know, just virtually you can say what your feelings are. Or you can do it in writing. So you can testify in writing, telling them basically why you support this bill or why they should allow businesses to be treated equally, whether they're big or small. And so basically, you can go and say, okay, I have shopped at this store, and they are struggling, and I would like them to remain open. And that's enough.
Yeah, you see, that
testimony.
Is, a lot of people think they got to come off like lawyers and speak brilliantly and all this. No, folks.
No.
Be heartfelt. I love this place. They've been around forever. Now they're dying, no fault of their own. You might even want to throw in, geez, they've got the greatest, you know, this or the greatest that. And now they're going to be gone. They need help. They can't handle the restrictions. Please, let us go in there. Let us go in
exactly.
And patronize them. See, that's
exactly.
All you got to do. And you could write it in a letter. So if they go, if they contact Julianne, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she can hook them up to where all they got to do is write letters, send it in. Or they can go on a video chat and do it that way, and she can kind of guide them through that. Is that correct?
Right. Or they can fill out the form.
Or fill out the form.
State legislator saying, okay, this is who I am. This is what I want to say. And it's a paragraph. It's really, you know, from the bottom of your heart, why you believe that any business should stay open and not be forced to shut down when other businesses selling the same services or products are allowed to stay open. It's that simple.
Well, that is
awesome. I testified at the Senate and at the House many times in person. And yeah, it can be scary going in front of a bunch of legislators and having an audience behind you, but you don't have to go in person. You can do it, you know, in an email, send a text, send an email, send a note. You know, people know how to write these days. We communicate in writing so much more than we do speaking anymore. So
if you send it in that form, is it read off there, or do they simply send it out to everybody involved, to all the people voting?
It'll be read off.
Okay.
Rob Woodward said, they can email it, so it'll be read into the record. So
okay.
A clerk will read it into the record. And that's it. It's really that easy, and it is absolutely imperative. It's not the best solution to have to go through legislation to open businesses, but it is better than nothing.
Okay.
It is definitely helping small businesses to be behind this bill.
Fantastic. And with that, we got to go.
Thank
Victoria
so
Reynolds,
much.
Thank you so much for coming on and letting us know how we can help. We'll get all that information on our page. And you have an awesome day, all right?
Thanks. You too.
You bet. You
bye
take
bye.
Care. Okay, folks, if you missed the first hour, it replays at 6 p.m. Until then, hour two is coming up next. And we're going to talk about, you are not a wacko if you think this election's being stolen. We're actually going to go into some of the evidence. Going to talk a little bit more about Polis. And we're going to talk to Richard Rush about the Broncos not having a QB. Right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.